Hi, I'm Roy Spencer of PermaSeal. For over 45 years, we've helped over 500,000 homeowners make their homes drier, healthier, and more valuable. Our warranties are transferable and estimates are free. Call 800-421-SEAL or visit permaseal.net.
We're trying to make our connection with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. I was thinking of Joe yesterday and the people of Ukraine as I was watching the Olympics. The Ukrainian high jumper won gold yesterday, and it's amazing to hear the athletes talking about how they have such mixed emotions about leaving their country and the war and relatives and friends to be in the Olympics, the ones who have been able to go there. So we want to check in with Joe. Curious, I wonder if the people there, I guess they can watch the Olympics, and I'm sure they have a lot of pride in what's going on there. So we'll talk to him about that. The news out of Ukraine is the military has claimed they sank a Russian submarine in a port in Crimea, and that would be another major setback for Moscow in the occupied peninsula. The submarine was hit in port on Friday, and they say the boat sank on the spot. If confirmed, the sinking would be Ukraine's latest blow to Russia's navy, which Kyiv claims has already lost a third of its Black Sea fleet. And so far, news organizations have not independently been able to verify those claims. The Russian Defense Ministry has not commented on the alleged attack. All right, let's see what's going on here in Ukraine, and what are we hearing, Control Room Joe? What's going on?
So those updates happen at the worst times, don't they? So he has to update his Zoom profile, and we are working to get connected still.
All right. It's amazing what Joseph Lindsley goes through on his end to talk to us every day. It's not easy, and at the same time, he's trying to... He's got all these backup systems he works with as well, and he's also got to be very conscious of revealing too much or somehow through the technology letting the Russians know where he is and what he's doing. So he's got a lot on his plate, so we'll forgive him these couple of minutes, and hopefully we'll connect with him here shortly. The other interesting issue now to deal with in Ukraine is Iran, by all accounts, is involved in assisting their friends in the Middle East as they prepare to attack Israel in response to the IDF's recent attacks. And there's a question, does that distract or take away resources as Iran continues to supply weapons to Russia in that war in Ukraine? So hopefully we'll get to that here momentarily. Joseph Lindsley is connected up. So we only have a minute here before we have to take a break and go to the news, Joe. But I'm glad you're okay, because our listeners get worried when we don't hear from you.
Yeah, well, and it's good reason to be worried. I mean, it might mean that some people are trying to prevent us from communicating with each other. It's completely bizarre. Again, everything's been fine all day until right before I talked to you. But I heard you talking a bit about the Olympics, and I guess in 60 seconds, I can share with you this story. We can go into more depth tomorrow about what's happening. Mm-hmm. But I was talking yesterday with an American who's here and doing a lot to help. And he was meeting in a bar in Kyiv, having some beers with Ukrainian veterans, guys who've already been at the front lines. And he said there were 10 men and 7 legs among them, and we didn't have enough arms to hold the beer.
Wow.
And he said, yet I've never heard people laugh so hard. And that reminded me of a meeting I had last week with the top Ukrainian Jesuit military chaplain and philosopher at a cafe. And next to us, it seemed to be a young veteran, his mother and his girlfriend. And the way I knew the guy was a veteran, he didn't have any arms at all. He was drinking his beer with a straw and was still laughing and smiling. And hopefully soon we'll have, you know, prosthetic limbs. But there are more than 100,000 Ukrainians missing arms and legs because of this, because of Russia's ongoing attacks in this country. So some small insight into what it's like here. But still, the laughter and the sense of, you know, wanting to live even despite losing arms and legs.
That is really something, yeah. All right, and tomorrow let's get into more of the speculation about what Iran is doing and whether their focus now on the Middle East is somehow affecting how they're helping the Russians with weapons. And hopefully the Russians won't be trying to cut you off tomorrow. So we'll leave it there. Thank you, Joseph.
We'll find a way. Yeah. Thank you, Bob. Until tomorrow.